is the Easter Sunday, and Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Let's read a few verses from Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24, from verse 1 to verse 8. Okay, let's read it together. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about it, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fleet, the women bowed down with their face to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remember his word. I wonder, what does that mean to all of us when we say Jesus has risen? Probably we have been Christian for a while and we don't think too much about it. You know, just the day before, the African pastor in Africa emailed me saying that he is helping 36 new Manga Muslim converts in a village called Jibawa. I was very, very touched because for over 60 to 70 years already, we missionaries serve among the Manga people, 4.5 million population with 1,000 background of Muslim, traditional and very they are very solid Muslim. And when we were there for over 10 years, we just saw a handful of them came to the Lord. And by God's grace, you know, one man called Isa, and I trained him for 18 months, person to person, and then after that he became pastor. I was praying for the Manga people, the Muslim people, that they can come to know the Lord. Because they are, you know, in the darkness. They don't know Jesus Christ. They are heading, you know, the eternal hell. They have no hope. So when Jesus is risen, Jesus is the only hope for them. And when I heard about it, my heart just so touched. I praised the Lord. You know, last week I read an article in West Africa also. And the article, the title's name is "The Whole Mosque Convert Become Christian." I don't really understand the term "whole mosque." What do we mean by mosque? We usually say the Muslim community, but we don't convert the mosque because I don't really understand. But my heart is just so joyful because this is you know, good news. Jesus had conquered the dead and he has risen, and now we see the power of his restoration around all the world. We just want to thank you for that. You know, April 1st to the Western culture is, how do we call it? April 1st, we call it April Fool. For Chinese, April 1st, we call it Qingming Festival. Do you know Qingming? Qingming, that means Chinese usually use that day to go to the graveyard to clean, to just, you know, to some of them, if they are not Christian, they even bring some food or something to just make sure that those relative friends that pass away, I mean, they are good taken care of. So Qingming is usually on the 1st of April or early April. But anyway, this is something that, you know, like this year when we have early April, then we have Easter, we are talking about a lot of people dying. Are they saved? Where are they going? This is something that is very important to all of us. So I hope this morning you know, the message of Easter is not just like, okay, I know it very well already. Why you talk about that again? All right, let's you know, think about a story in the Jungle Book. How many people look at the read the Jungle Book, or have you watched the movie or something? Okay, that's good. I just remember a dialogue in the Jungle Book. The little man called Mowgli, you know, he is the naughty one, a small one, but he asks all the animals a question. He asks all the animals a question. The question is, you know, what is the most feared thing in the jungle? And then he explained it in a way so that people can answer this question more appropriately. He says, when two animals meet on a narrow path, that one must step aside and let the other pass. The one that steps aside for no one would be the most feared. And who is he? So people start saying the answer, saying that, oh, it must be elephant, because he is big, huge, and if it's a narrow path, there is no way for other animal to pass by, because if he is not moving, and he basically fills all the space. So you need to take a detour or something, you know, otherwise elephant, you know, with strong trunk, just carry you and throw you away. All right. And some say, what about lion? Lion is king of the animal, so must be lion. You know, lion, when even before he bites, you know, before he put a claw on you, he just howl, and everybody just run away. So people start suggesting different animals, and then the thing go round and show a very old, wise owl. You know, owls doesn't look very well in the daytime. Yeah, and he say the answer is death. That means death will never give, you know, set aside to anyone. Never set aside to anyone. In the early days, the Chinese, the emperor, the king tried to, you know, try to go through the narrow path without facing death. And they try to find some way, some medicine, some magic, so that when they have those kind of medicine, those kind of clothing, or those kind of magic, then when they face death, they can pass away. They don't need to face the death. The early days, the Egyptian, the Pharaoh, and try to live forever, even though they believe that physically they are going to die, but they want to, you know, prepare all those spices, everything, and put together so that their body will never decay. Even you put them into the tomb, and they will be preserved, and one day when the resurrection comes, they will come back. They thought that they can find ways, a way, to avoid. When they face death, they can just, you know, go around it. Or for some reason, the death will set aside for them. But that never happened. That never happened. So last night, I read all the four Gospels about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I started from when Jesus Christ was taken down from the cross. And then a man called Joseph, you know, asked permission to bury him in his own new tomb. And then, you know, he was buried. Joseph put the rolled the stone to cross the tomb, and then all the story ended up, the tomb was empty. Because Jesus has resurrected. Jesus has risen. So this is a very important message. It's a very important message. My heart just goes to a lot of people. They managed to have a lot of followers, like Muhammad. He managed to have 1.7 billion followers. But because he never raised up from the dead, he's still in a tomb. So all his followers, the furthest they can go is to the tomb. That's it, because there is no further way that he can promise or he can lead us. We think about those, a lot of Buddhism, especially the Chinese, the Indian, Indian, and then Bangladesh, or those, a lot of people there. They believe in Buddha. They hope for, incarnation, that's another life coming. But look at their founder. The founder was in the tomb, died and never rose again. So what hope, that those religion can provide? And we Chinese we honor Confucius a lot, and Confucius told his students saying that we don't even know how to live our life. Why we talk about death? That's beyond our understanding. He has no answer. And a lot of people saying that, okay, let's, learn Confucius. Confucius has a lot of good teaching. But the thing is, good teaching never help us to face death. Only Jesus Christ talk with conquering the grave, the power of restoration. That he faced death, and then the death stepped away for him. That's the only way that he can lead us through death and then go into eternal life. So brothers and sisters, when we talk about, Easter, we are thinking about empty tomb and then an empty cross. Jesus is no more on the cross. Jesus is no more in a tomb. Jesus has risen. Jesus has risen. A lot of people think that if I'm rich, then I have all the answer for my life. But we don't need to explain. Everybody knows that this is not true. This is not true. Sometimes when I read someone pass away, even a little bit younger than me, that scares me a little bit, like, wow, I'm not too far away. You see, that can happen to anyone. That can happen to anyone. If you are rich, someone feels like I'm very healthy. But who say you are healthy? You think you are healthy? But sometimes people just struck down by a sickness and then facing death. Then we ask, how can that happen? It shouldn't happen to me. It should happen to so and so, but not me. But brothers and sisters, death set aside for no one. Doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, healthy, unhealthy. Doesn't matter if you are a very powerful person in a political realm or whatever, or you are just nobody. Doesn't matter if you are popular or not. Doesn't matter if you are beautiful or handsome. Doesn't matter. Death never set aside for those reasons. Never. And then, no one is exempt from death. So this is something that, we need to realize. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. How many people can remember this verse? Just as man is destined to die once, and after that, face judgment. Everybody, we are going to face death. Are we ready? Are we ready? We talk about those people, they don't know about Jesus. They are in a spiritual death. They are heading a way that no one hoped to go to. But we are also talking about Christians. We know where we are heading. Yet, quite often we are not ready to face the reality that death is never far away. We are going to face death one day. And Ecclesiastes 7:2. For death is the destiny of every man. This is what the Bible says. Recently, I have some friend pass away. Older people, good Christian. Yesterday, I read from one of them saying that the family, especially the one who survived, has a lot of bitterness, a lot of complaint, a lot of critics, because saying that that is not fair. Okay, if you only listen to me, like take the tablets, like walk 3 miles per day, like what? No, just complain and complain, saying that this is not fair. Okay, you gone, I'm still here. What about me? We never actually prepare ourselves well enough to face death. May we be reminded, we can, no one can exempt from death, and we need to be ready. We need to be ready. And it's very important, because death is not the destiny of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Lord of life, and death tried to prevent him, put him on the cross. And at one point, I think the day, the Satan thought that he got it. He got it. But he never expected. Or maybe he knew. The Satan knew. Jesus was on the cross, and finally he said, finished. It's complete. I've done it. Everything has, you know, has gone according to the plan of God. That is something, the declaration of Jesus on the cross, saying that the victory is here, because death, you stayed aside. You thought you nailed me, but I tell you, I will be risen in 3 days. That is powerful. That is powerful. So how are we going to apply that into our life? How are we going to apply that into our life? First, to all the Christians. Just like the angel, when Mary and a few other people came to the tomb on the day of Easter morning, the angel asked them, why are you looking for a living man among the dead? Why are you looking? He's risen. He is risen. Quite often when I pray for Christians, I have a feeling like some of the Christians, they are really into trouble, into a spiritual death that need to come out, need to have the victory of Jesus Christ. The Easter, the resurrection, is not just a doctrinal thing. It should be part of our Christian life. So when we talk about resurrection, what are we talking about? We are facing a lot of difficulties. That difficulty, sometimes people saying that, wow, it's no hope. It's too much for me. I'm dying. I'm just no way. No way I can do it. Brothers and sisters, remember, Jesus is risen, and he has conquered death. And then he said that those, you know, who trust in him, we can have eternal life. We can have the power, the blessing of our Lord also. So remember this. We need to conquer all the spiritual deadness in our life, because Jesus has conquered the dead, and that we are able to do it because of Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 6 verse 9, for we know that since Christ was risen from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. Death has no longer the power of mastering over him. Remember this. We Christians must live in a victorious life because of Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus Christ. So what is it that separates Jesus from all the others, like Muhammad, like Buddha, like Confucius, like Mao Zedong, like whoever you can mention in is a powerful people you think that influence the world. What is the only thing that separates Jesus from all of them? The only thing is Jesus taught by conquering the grave. Others died and stay in the grave. They don't even claim that they are coming back. There is no way for them to have eternal hope. But only Jesus. Only Jesus. So, restoration is the crucial part of our Christian faith. It's a crucial part of Christian faith. Because the New Testament claims that Jesus Christ will raise from the dead. So if this is not in our Christian faith, if Jesus never raised from the dead, he only promised and write a check and never, you know, cash. We can never cash. Then we Christians, we are the most, how to put it, you know, we believe in something that is not true. If Jesus never raised from the dead, then we have been lied. And if there is no restoration, that means our faith is in vain. Because if no restoration, that means Jesus is only mere man. He's a liar. But Jesus has risen. So he is not just a man. He never lied. He is God. And whatever he says is true. If there is no empty tomb, then there is no hope for us. So let's go to hell. If Jesus never rise up. So if there is no restoration, then there is no eternal life. If there is no empty tomb, then our life has no meaning. If there is no empty tomb, then Satan is the winner. And we are still in the sin. And we are going to face eternal death. So, brother and sister, what is the most important thing for us? What is the most important thing for us? You see, Jesus has faced death. And he has conquered all the difficulties, all the, you know, up and down. As Christians, we are going to face the similar thing. But remember, because of Jesus, we have hope. We have hope. And that is the most important thing in our life. Most important thing in our life. I can think about, you know, people staying in the sinful life. It's very difficult. What you can see is never hope. What you can see is there is no ending of trouble. And the trouble all the way until they die. All the way. I'm not sure about you. Even my big family, I have quite a few people. They have been to church. They have heard about Jesus Christ, but I can see they are so, so far away. They don't even try to understand what does it mean by believing in Jesus Christ. Whenever things happen, they will try other ways. Okay, if bride is a better way to go, they will pass money under the table, try to solve problems. If there is something happen, they will call their gangster friends and beat the person up and solve the problem. It's very difficult. If we are not following the only way, if we are not choosing the right way that follow Jesus' teaching and have the victory that Jesus Christ had promised for us, then we are heading nowhere. So brothers and sisters, how to apply the fact that Jesus has risen from the dead, the powerful reality in our Christian life. Then we'll decide how we live our Christian life. This is so important. And I pray that all of us, we can ask God, saying that God, in my life, this is one area that I need to conquer. I need to, you know, I need to just face, I need to, you know, ask your help so that I can have a victorious life. You bring those things out because all those tiny, tiny things that will lead us into sinful life. And the Bible says the sin in our life will keep growing until one day it becomes dead in our life. We need to conquer that. We don't allow anything deep into us prevent us to grow spiritually and to grow in our Christian faith. We ask God to help us. So restoration is the most important thing. So empty tomb should be a picture in front of us as Christian. We look at the empty tomb, then we just start praising our Lord, saying that I'm worshiping a risen God. I'm following a victorious God. I have hope because Jesus promised, and then He will, you know, make the promise real. So when we just hold on to His promise, when we hold on of the faith of Jesus, you know, conquer the dead, then we will have, you know, confidence in Him. We can continue our work with our Lord. So this is so important. So brother and sister, never give up hope. If you have family members, they are not yet Christian, help them, pray for them, love them, share with them to bring them out from the death, spiritual death, into, you know, the life that Jesus has promising us. So this is so important. So I hope that this Sunday, I mean Easter Sunday, is a time of decision making. Yes. Easter Sunday is also a time of celebration. So this is very important. Death could not keep Him down. So for those who follow Jesus Christ, death also cannot keep us down. Let's pray. Father God, we want to thank You. Thank You that Jesus Christ has risen. Thank You that Jesus has conquered death. Thank You that Jesus promised us that if we believe in Jesus, we have eternal life. We will be, you know, raised up one day and then, you know, be with our Lord, and then, you know, all, you know, eternally. We just want to thank You for that. And thank You for the promises that we can face any kind of challenges in our life. Those challenges, if it's not dealt with, it may bring us into a suffering, into death situation. We just want to thank You because of the promise of Jesus Christ. We have hope. We have victory. So we want to just celebrate and thank You, Jesus, for what You have done for all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.